T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The New York State Assembly today is considering a bill that would allow doctor-assisted suicides. Politico New York reporter Nick Niedzwadek is joining us from Albany. Nick, what does this bill propose?
Hi there. So this bill would essentially, you'd have to be evaluated by two different physicians, and if they both determine that you would have less than 6 months to live, you can have the option of being prescribed medication that you could use. You would have to self-direct to hasten your own death. It's floated around for the past couple of years, and it's legal in 7 states and the District of Columbia, but it's something that very much splits a lot of the medical community and has very active or very fervent supporters and detractors on both sides. And so it's kind of been in limbo for pretty much the recent history in the state.
So the important distinction here, I think, is they can provide the drugs but not administer them, correct?
Yes, so that is a very clear thing. You prescribe the medication, and then they would have to take it at their own, under their own thing. The doctor would not have any involvement in the actual administration of the drug that carries it out.
You mentioned they've been debating this issue for a while. How does this latest bill define terminal illness? Because that's been a sticking point.
I don't think this does. They try to keep that fairly loose. Generally, it would be things like terminal cancer and things to that effect. There was one speaker today who wanted it to be brought in to include Huntington's and other neurological degenerative diseases. But so far, that's not included. But there's always the chance it could be amended and either further narrowed or expanded further. So.
Nick, how strong is opposition to this bill, and from where does that opposition come? And I guess the part C of that question is, where is Andrew Cuomo on this? Because nothing gets done without the governor's blessing, pretty much.
Yeah, so the strongest opposition comes from, as you can probably imagine, religious groups who are particularly things like the Catholic Church, who have been very opposed to anything that can be seen as physician-assisted suicide or things to that effect. But it also comes from disability rights advocates who feel that the people with disabilities would be the ones who would be most pressured to maybe go through with this, and then therefore they're the most at risk of being targeted or abused or coerced into doing something that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. And that's, they are very adamant. They're not all opposed to it, but that is the two biggest groups that kind of oppose on this. And I actually don't know offhand if the governor has weighed in on this. He is a Catholic, and so the Catholic Church is one of the big opponents of this. But I have not asked him directly where he stands on this.
Nick Niedzwadek, New York reporter for Politico. Nick, thanks for your time.
Yep, thank you for your time, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.